Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Yeah, Miles. My name is Solange. I'm calling from HomeDepot.com. I have a customer online who calling to schedule the installation because he will receive his products on, looks like Sunday, on the 13th. And it looks like he received the call from you today, and you talked about the window installation to install the AC, the air conditioner, at the window or the hall. So looks like it was a little bit confusing. It was sound like it was two different things, but the customer said it's the same thing, but he was surprised that you say you cannot install it because the hall and the window is just like a same thing. So he wasn't sure why you said you cannot install it. So he just calling to schedule as soon as possible the installation for his product. I'm just wondering if you can help with that. And I have a customer on another line.
Can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
Sure. The phone number is 954-534-2850. And it's under the name of Tom. Oh, go ahead.
954-534-2850.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's under the name of Tom Ems.
Okay, thank you. And I'm attempting to locate the customer's order in our database.
I'm sorry?
I'm attempting to locate the customer's order in our database.
I can't hear what you're saying. Are you asking about the address?
No, I said I'm attempting to locate the customer's order in our database.
Database? Well, I'm not really sure about what are you asking me, because I can understand that. Are you asking about the products in another word?
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm just saying I'm trying to find the customer's order.
Oh, okay. Okay. So the item is a refrigerator 8000 BTU, so which is the compact air conditioner with temperature sending remote control.
Oh, okay.
So you can't find the customer's information?
No, actually, I was unable to locate any orders in our database associated with the phone number of 954-534-2850.
Okay. Do you want to go with the PO number or something else? Maybe zip code or something?
Let's see here. What is the customer's name?
Tom, T-O-M, and last name is Ames, A-M-E-S.
Okay. That was Tom, T-O-M, Ames, A-M-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to search for any orders associated with that name.
Okay.
And I'm still waiting on the system.
Oh, okay. It's still loading? Sorry.
It's still looking.
Oh, okay. So it's saying installation HD Descom window.
We don't have an order for Mr. Tom Ames in our database.
Yeah, it's saying not scheduled, but they're saying that the installation needs to be scheduled with you, XPO last mile, and there's a phone number in there. That's weird.
It seems like the installation PO has not been created as of yet.
Yeah, it's not scheduled. That's what he's saying. It's not scheduled, but he received a call today from you regarding the installation.
Yes, it's Home Depot needs to submit the purchase order for the installation service. And then when we receive the purchase order for the installation service, within about 24 hours, one of our team members would follow up with the customer to offer the customer assistance with scheduling.
So which number should I call?
I'm not sure, because I'm not sure what department of Home Depot that you would reach out to request that an installation PO be created for the installation of this air conditioner. But is the air conditioner going in a window or is it going in a hole in the wall?
It's saying window AC up to 12 kbtu net. And so when you called the customer this morning, and looks like it was a little bit confusing between the hall and the window, because the customer said it's the same thing, but he wasn't sure why you said that you cannot install that.
Because we do not install air conditioners into a hole in the wall. We will only install an air conditioner into a window. So if the customer is wanting if the customer is wanting the air conditioner installed in a cutout hole in the wall, they would have to have someone else install it. We wouldn't be able to do it.
So it's kind of like confusing for the customer. He's saying that it's the same thing, but he's not sure why.
All that we have
the
to
difference in the hall.
All that you'd have to do is just let them know that Home Depot doesn't install air conditioners into the wall. They would only be able to have the installers install the air conditioner into a window, regardless of how similar it may seem to the customer. It's a completely different monster when you're pulling out an air conditioner from a wall and putting another air conditioner into the wall. That's more risky to cause damage to the customer's home, so we don't do that. We would only install into a window.
Okay. So, what do you want me to bring the customer so you can explain them?
I don't have an
looks
order.
Like that is a problem too.
Yeah, I don't
it's
have an order for the customer.
About the hall. Yeah, the customer is confused about the hall and the window.
Yeah, you just have to let the customer know that if they want the air conditioner installed into a hole in the wall, they'll have to find someone else to install the air conditioner. We will only install an air conditioner into a window.
Okay, so and may I provide the customer this phone number to call you if he wants to contact you?
I mean, sure, if you'd like, but we don't have an order for the customer, but we could let them know. I mean,
That is weird. I don't know. I'm not sure why.
yeah, because well, the reason that we don't have an order in our database is because Home Depot has not created and submitted the purchase order for the installation service as of yet. Once they create and su
Yeah.
if they had created and submitted the purchase order for installation, then we should have it in our database. Unless it's been like
Yeah, so
less
it's
than.
saying here not scheduled. It's saying here the installation is not scheduled yet. So may probably today when you call the customer, you should schedule that, but because of the difference of the window, the hall, something like that, that's why you didn't schedule that because you told the customer you don't install the air conditioner from the hall.
Yeah, I'm unsure of who would have even spoken with the customer because we don't have an order for the customer. So in order for us to be able to speak with the customer, he would have either had to contacted us by phone or one of our reps would have had to have reached out to the customer. But if we don't have an order for the customer, then we wouldn't have had contact information to use to contact the customer. So I can perform another search in the
Yeah,
database
that is
with
weird.
just the last name of Ames and see if maybe I couldn't locate it because maybe the order was in the name of Thomas Ames and I couldn't find it when I looked for Tom Ames. So I mean, I can try again searching with the last name of Ames only.